Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast is vendor ID always required in New South Wales when obtaining a property listing for sales or property management was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, the 25th of January, 2023.
Vendor ID. Now, there's been lots of chat about that. It was in the supervision guidelines, back in 2015. So we've been talking about it for quite some time. It went into the new supervision guidelines in 2020. It wasn't in the supervision. It was a regulatory guideline previously. It went into the supervision guidelines in 2020. And, that became a real issue in terms of it is part of the listing process to get or to cite people's photo ID. That's one part of that prevention of fraudulent behaviour. There's other ones of getting, the rates notices and looking at Medicare cards and citing them, not keeping copies of them. Remember, we've talked about that many, many times about not keeping those on your system. Had a interesting call this week from an agency who was saying, look, we've got a listing and it's a really elderly couple and we've, done everything we're supposed to be doing. And I get really excited about that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing in terms of compliance. And, they've cited the photo ID of the husband and they've got the Medicare cards and they've got the rates notices and the water rates and everything they need to get to proof of ownership. The wife does not have any photo ID, meaning she has no driver's license, she has no passport, she has been housebound for a very long time, so a number of years. There is a power of attorney over her by the solicitor. So, the question was, well, how do I get, as an agent, how do I do my compliance duty, my responsibilities in terms of getting photo ID? Because it's very clear about, that first section of the vendor prevention of fraud here is that photo ID is cited. Now, the reality here has to be another question. And I mean, you have to be, put some common sense onto this. Yes, this agency has got the photo ID of the husband. They haven't got any photo ID. So where could they go to from here? Think the next step. You can't say, well, I can't get it. Hands off, I'm not going to take the listing. Well, that's not reality. So come back to reality. Let's be serious about how we work this out. Okay, there's a power of attorney. Make sure you've got a copy of the power of attorney from the solicitor. The next one is probably getting a stat deck from the woman, the owner, and saying that she has no photo ID. And something from the solicitor saying that, because at some point in time when he was appointed with power of attorney, there had to be some proof that solicitor knew that they were dealing with the right person. So something, again, not just the power of attorney, but also something from the solicitor and probably, again, ask them for a stat tech stating that person is known, this is the person, they are the owner of the property, here's the, I hold power of attorney as the solicitor. And, you already have the photo ID of the husband and all of her other ID in terms of rates notices, Medicare cards and all of those, Medicare card and all of those other types of ID. We just can't get the photo ID. I mean, at that point, yeah, you're not meeting the requirement of the legislation, but you've gone as far as you can possibly go. You've taken every step to ascertain whether they are the real people that own that property. So whilst I'm not telling you to be non-compliant, I'm saying let's be sensible. Let's take, you have to take every possible step, not just go, oh, they haven't got any, no worries, let's get on with it. It's, you can't be blasé about that. You do need to take every possible step and, include the solicitor in this. And obviously it's a long-term solicitor for this elderly couple because he has the power of attorney for this lady. So, there's look at the whole of the story, not just the little bits of it. So that's all I can say. And that was, a conversation back and forth and actually emails with an agency this week. And so that was an interesting one. Of course, we all talked about it here and we had a good discussion about, where you would go with that and where's the legalities and where's the legislation. But all we can look at there is be sensible, look at the bigger picture and take every step and obviously document it into your system or if you've got paper files into your file about what steps you took to ascertain that the person signing the agency agreement was the person who owned the property. So, that's probably a very non-legislative approach to a problem that you may well encounter.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.